Yeah, it's great for the girls to be back to back finals. And it just tops off the season that they have after winning the league earlier this year. So it just shows the progression that's within the squad. Like, it's great.
We'll look ahead to the final in just a second, but maybe we'll go back to Tuesday's game against TUS Midwest, an 8-0 semi-final win. Not often you see that, emphatic to say the least. Your side were just too strong by all accounts.
The first half was more tight. It was only 2-0 at half time. They set up to play, leave us wide in the wide areas, but the girls kept going centrally. So at half time, we spoke about trying to play out wide and then getting the ball in central so that we could shift their team across, and that worked. So, like, it was great that we were able to extend the lead in the second half, but definitely in the first half. They put it up to us because they were quick on the break and all. So the defenders did really well. Claire and Ness did well. So thankfully it was 2-0 at half time, and then we pushed on in the second half.
And the goals scored by the Loughery sisters, Jodie and Kerry, they got two each. Caitlin Doherty also got a brace, and Caitlin Fletcher and Elle Long also getting on the score sheet. It must be very satisfying for you as a manager to have goal threats coming from all over the pitch.
Yeah, like all the my attacking top five are excellent. Ellie Long, the two Loveries, as you said, Caitlin Fletcher, Cody Walsh was unlucky on two or three occasions. Erin Doherty, central midfielder, long range shot was unlucky. But like they're all capable of scoring in any game and have in the past games. So it'll be good. It'll like we'll talk about the final, but it's good to have people that can't just focus on one or two players. They have to look at the whole squad.
For sure. So let's get on to that final, through to the last two as defending champions. So there'll be a scalp in your back. Who will you face in that final now then, Bridge?
We're playing MTU Cork. We played them in the semi-final league, and it was a very tight game. We were 2-0 up. They came back to equalise, and in the last, I think, last 3 minutes of the game, we got the lucky goal to like they are a good setup. They're well structured. They've good players in it. They've taken players from Cork, senior women's team. They have ones from Wexford down with them. So they are a strong squad.
And
So,
do we have a date and venue for that game yet?
all I know, it's the week beginning the 9th of March, so it could be the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not, we haven't got time or date or venue yet.
Okay, so you have a wee bit of time to get back on the training pitch then.
We know roughly we have next week on training, and then the following week's the game. So we'll see what it brings.
Great stuff. Full steam ahead now to the final. There'll be a bit of a buzz around the place, no doubt. It'll be a great couple of weeks around the college.
Yeah, no, the girls are really excited for it. Yes, they were in the final last year, which was a new experience for them. And this year they can actually go and enjoy. Hopefully the nerves won't be as bad, and they can enjoy the lead up to it and actually enjoy the final.
Very good, Bridge. Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on here in Highland as always. The very best of luck in that final, and we'll be talking to you again very soon, okay?
Right, thanks very much.